Welcome into prayer time. Good morning. How you doing? Thank you for joining us this morning. We are a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. Oswald J. Smith was a pastor in a different time. He was a well-known pastor, an internationally known pastor. He was a missions-minded pastor. And he wrote a lot of things, some things set to music, I'm sure, but this is one of his poems that he wrote, and I want to share it with you this morning on Prayer Time. It's about prayer for the Holy Spirit. Lord, anoint me with Thy Spirit. Fill me with Thy power divine. Take away the love of sinning. Make me holy Thine. Lord, anoint me with Thy Spirit as I wait and watch and pray. Grant a Pentecost from heaven. Send Him, Lord, today. I am hungry for the fullness. I am thirsting, Lord, for Thee. Fill me with Thy Spirit, wholly Thine I want to be. I am praying, waiting, trusting for the power of Pentecost. Lord, anoint me with Thy Spirit. Send Him now at any cost. Savior, cleanse and make me holy. Burn out every base desire. Fill me with Thy Spirit. Lord, anoint and send the fire. Lo, He comes, the Holy Spirit. Now with joy my soul is thrilled. Glory, glory, hallelujah, all my heart with love is filled. Worldly things no longer lure me. I am Thine and Thine alone. All I have is on the altar, and my heart is now Thy throne. Again, that's called The Prayer for the Holy Spirit by Oswald J. Smith. I want to just review the last two lines, if I may. All I have is on the altar, and my heart is now Thy throne. Is that true of you, my friend? I'm thinking, even as I read this, is it true of me? I'm questioning myself. And now I question you. I put the question to you. Is it true that everything that you have has been laid before God on His altar? When a sacrifice is made, and we're told in Romans chapter 12, 1 and 2, that we are to be that living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And here, when we lay a sacrifice on the altar, it's not to be taken up and to be redistributed in some way in our own lives. When the all is on the altar, that means that you are submitted 100% to God and to His work. Is that true of you? Are you submitted to God? Are you 100% in His service? Is that who you are? And is your heart the very throne of God? It's supposed to be, isn't it? And that's the question for us this morning. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reminder from this poem by Oswald Smith. We thank you for the reminder that everything we have should be on your altar for your use, not ours, and that our very heart should be your very throne. Lord, make it so in my life today and in the life of these who are praying with me. Lord, it is my desire that we would be unified in Christ, that we would be closer and closer and closer to Christ, and that we would be doing His work and His will, His way, in this place where You've planted us. Lord, I pray for those that do not know You as their Savior, do not know Christ Jesus in that personal relationship, that they would know Him today, that they would find Him true to their souls today, that they would come to faith in Jesus Christ. And then for those of us who have placed our faith in Christ, help us not to falter or fail in our devotion, but help us today as this month is getting underway, help us to respond and react to You and Your leading as You would have us to do. Use Your Holy Spirit to comfort us, encourage us, direct us, guide us, and empower us today. And Lord, I think of those pastors and teachers, elders, deacons, all those that are going to be standing to teach Your word this weekend. And I pray that You would bless them abundantly. Bless their congregations, their students, their listeners, their hearers. Bless them with an ability to hear the truth and to obey it. And Lord, I pray that You would bless each and every congregation, whatever size, whatever type, whenever they meet, that's gathered in the name of Jesus Christ. And I pray, Lord, that You would send the truth through their minister, through their teacher, and that they would learn the truth from You. Now, Father, give us Your provision today to do the work that You've called us to do. We pray for the ministry here that You would provide for its needs, and we pray for each of these that are praying that You would provide for their needs. And we give You thanks for Your doing that. We thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.